When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So if we learned one thing over the pandemic, it's how to work from home or work remotely, at least, so you don't have to keep coming in to the office. So, well, the couple that joins me right now, Kelsey and Jacob Johnson, they've taken that to the next level in that working remotely has been remotely from many places around the country, and I'd like to let them explain it. Good morning to both of you. Merry Christmas to both of you. If you would, explain to me what you've been doing for the last year.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We are Kelsey and Jacob. We're Parks and Tech on Instagram, but we decided during the pandemic to sell all of our things and move into a van. Like you said, we had the opportunity to work remote, so we thought we would challenge that and see how remote we could go.
Jacob, when that idea comes up, your first thought is what?
Well, we talked about it for a long time, and we both thought it sounded really cool, but we could probably never really do it. And then when the kind of opportunity came about, it just kind of happened, and we were really excited about it, even though we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into.
And Kelsey, that's a line that we use a lot. We don't have any idea what we're getting ourselves into, but I'd imagine that is really something. You had no idea what you were getting yourself into up to the point where here you've got this. We call it a van, but it's a little bigger than that, right? To explain the vehicle you have, and explain, I guess, when you set out on this trip, where the first destination was, and how quickly you realized this is something we'll be able to do.
So it's kind of funny. We were looking for a while at different vans online, and we found one in Idaho that we really liked. It's a Ford Transit high roof van, and the family that had it before us actually went camping with their family of five in it. So that was kind of encouraging that the two of us would have enough space. And so we flew out to Idaho. We hadn't told any of our family or friends what our big plan was, and I don't think it really hit us until we were driving the van back and trying to figure out how to work and sleep, and kind of a wild thing that we just went for, and I'm really glad we did.
Jacob, what is the family's reaction when you tell them what you're going to do?
We were very nervous to tell them because we didn't know what their reaction was going to be, and we kind of assumed maybe the worst, but they were very happy for us, and actually since then they've told us time and time again that they're very jealous and they're very happy that we're doing this, and they just think it's a really cool thing we're doing, and we've gotten so much positive feedback that it feels really great, like we're doing something worthwhile.
Kelsey and Jacob Johnson joining us. They've been living and working out of a van for the last year, traveling the country. Okay, Kelsey, the best place you've been to is?
Oh, goodness. I would say North Cascades National Park in Washington. We just had the best time in Washington and the Ho Rainforest. I guess that's two. Sorry, I'll stop.
That's all right. No, okay. Conversely, the place that was the most disappointing?
Ooh. The East Coast was a challenge, I'll be honest. That there's not many spots to stay there. But we had a great time in Acadia National Park. We just kind of had to move along pretty quickly.
Jacob, how much ground have you covered? Have you figured that out? But mileage-wise, statewide, how are you keeping track of the areas you're covering?
Yeah, so we actually have a map in the van that we put stickers for every state. So we keep track of every time we go through a new one. So we just tallied up this morning. We're up to 38 states so far.
Wow.
Starting, since July. So a pretty decent pace, I think. We do keep an eye on the odometer, too, and we've put on about 30,000 miles on the van since we bought it. So
Wow. We
keep it moving pretty well.
Any mechanical issues, or has the van been running smoothly for you?
We just got new tires and oil changes. That's about it. So we're very lucky so far to not have any major issues come up.
Now, major issues, I mean, love is love is love. We know that. But love conquers all. But, boy, it gets foot to the test when you're together in a van over 38 states. Kelsey, tell me about that. Any touch-and-go moments?
So Jacob was in medical school before he took a year off to pursue this van life with me. And I think we're just really grateful to have some quality time together. Honestly, we didn't get to spend as much time together as we wanted to when he was in med school. So we're really grateful to be able to do it. And I think the pandemic kind of challenged us all in a lot of ways. So we're grateful to have our health and to be able to do this.
Jacob, you're back home now. Was there any point during the trip or the first year that you got homesick?
I don't think so. We had things to be back for in the Midwest, just between weddings and other family events, so we kind of kept a regular rhythm of heading out for a month or two at a time and then coming back and seeing family. So I think the rhythm has been pretty nice, and we've been kind of enjoying the pace.
And Kelsey, the plan is to hit the road again soon, and are you going to try to get to the states you haven't been to?
Yep, that's the plan, and we're seeking some warmer weather. So we're headed to Florida.
Oh, there you go. That's a good spot to go. If folks want to follow along on your journey, how do they do that?
So we're on Instagram, Parks and Tech. Tech is spelled T-E-C. You should find us there, Kelsey and Jacob.
How's the gas mileage on that van?
it's not terrible, but it's not great.
not terrible, not great. And, yeah, the gas prices have hit us hard this year. Hey, really enjoy the conversation. Merry Christmas to both of you, and enjoy the travels, and we'll see you on the road.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's Kelsey and Jacob Johnson. Again, their Instagram, Parks and Tech, P-A-R-K-S-A-N-D-T-E-C on Instagram. Follow along. Nice to be able to do that. Work remotely anywhere from the van. Overcast, 39 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Traffic, weather, Al's News coming up.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.